You lent liquor. Hey, John, welcome back,
my friend. What's going on?
What's going on, my dude? John Gonzalez over here, just joining us for another episode of That's What Shmer Said.
Good to be back.
Yeah, you know. What were we talking about? So we were talking about mental strength and then physically being strong.
Yeah. So what I was saying about that is that training physically definitely builds you up mentally. And the way that they connect is basically because, you know, I think that you require mental strength while going through, you know, physical activity, specifically like training.
Mm-hmm.
I myself am an Olympic weightlifter. So I know that, you know, with the weights that I'm lifting, that I need to mentally tune in.
Yeah.
To believe that I'm capable of lifting those weights.
Yeah, because it's a whole mental thing. Like you.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole mental thing because, like, even if you're physically strong enough, there's always that mental aspect that, you know, this is a certain amount of weight, mm-hmm. and that I need to lift it. But in order to lift it, I have to believe that I can lift it, yeah. You know?
You have to, like, coach yourself mentally. Like, exactly. I got this. Like, you have to keep reaffirming yourself. Like, okay, I got this. I'm stronger than this.
Absolutely. Like, especially I experienced this the most and understood it the most, mm-hmm. when I started competing, because I started to realize that, you know, so in Olympic lifting, you get 3 attempts per lift. There's 2 lifts.
Okay.
And any lift that you don't, like, lock out your arms fully, or if you don't have perfect form,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't count. Okay. So, at the end of the day, like, how you're placed in, you know, in a competitive, like in a competition in general,
yeah.
is, you know, what your max total is in weight,
yes.
for both lifts. So if you don't make a lift for one of those lifts, then, you know, you don't total, basically. Mm. So, okay. like, there's 2 lifts. So, one of the lifts is called a clean and jerk, and the other lift is called the snatch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've heard of snatch.
Yes. So, yes, exactly. So, you get 3 attempts for each.
Okay.
And what they do at the end of the competition is they add up the total amount of weight that you were able to lift between the snatch and between the clean and jerk. So, say you made no snatches. Your total is going to be as much as you clean and jerked, which mm-hmm. is going to be like half of everybody's total,
yeah.
because people went out there and made lifts.
Yep.
So Damn. It's very mentally, it's a very big mental game with, you know, believing that you can make these lifts in front of all these people.
Is there a lot of people when you're doing that? Or
so there's usually a crowd of people. But when you're lifting those weights.
What about with COVID? Did it, like,
so with COVID, surprisingly, I was able to sneak in a competition.
Okay.
Well, not really sneak, but I'm saying, like, I was very lucky to get a competition during COVID because everything was shut down and it's a barbell.
When was this? Like a couple?
November 2020. And you have to share a barbell at that. So it was really tough.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
So what ended up happening was, a lot of people showed up because people were dying to do a competition. You know what I mean? Because they knew competitions were something that may not happen again. You know, like, that was actually
that's
like
a scary thought, though.
That was actually a thought for sports, because, you know, as crazy as it is, like, every sport is contact. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, when you think about that, you realize that eliminates all sports.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? You know what's crazy, like, too, though? Like, just since we're on the topic of sports.
Yeah.
Just, like, even watching sports and not seeing anyone in the audience and the crowd, it's just, like, depressing.
It was really weird.
It's like,
it was so strange. And I felt bad for the competitors because, you know, I know what it's like to not have a crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. like, applaud. And it's weird. Like, they give you energy.
Yeah.
Like, the crowd gives you energy to make you want to do better.
Yeah.
And your best game ever could, or best lift, like, whatever it may be, like, whatever sport you're in, like, they'll hype you up to do better than you thought.
That's like your cheerleaders in the crowd.
Yeah. Exactly.
It, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, but when I do watch professional sports sometimes, not like I do, but like if I, you know, you're at a bar, you see it on TV, whatever. But I think about it and I'm like, that's kind of depressing first. And also I feel like it could either go two ways. So either it could be like, okay, you see a crowd, you get nervous. But I feel like if you're in that profession, you're so used to it that it
shouldn't matter. Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't, affect you. Just, you're like, zoned out. You're zoned vision. Out. And that's literally exactly how I felt when I competed in weightlifting, because I didn't compete. Like, I trained for like 3-4 years, but I told myself I'd never compete because I hated the thought of doing that in front of people. So, I mean, it's understandable, you know, but what
then
I mean?
You get used to it. You're like, but you then know you, what?
But then second I was nature. Like, if I never try, I'll never know. So when I did try, I realized that it made me more inclined to, I want to make these lifts.
Yeah.
Because it's in front of people. So I want to do my best and I don't want to disappoint.
Do you, think it's like an acceptance kind of thing? Like, I'm accepted or I'm like approved by other people because I'm doing this certain limit of something or.
So what do you mean by that?
Just meaning like
acceptance, like
meaning like you, that's the reason why you want that crowd there in a way. Like you want to be approved by other people to be like, oh, look at how much, I mean, not to like flaunt it, but like, how strong I am. Like, look how, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just like a question. I don't know.
I could totally see that perspective. Maybe for some people, like definitely for some athletes. I mean, the whole point of weightlifting is to display your strength.
Exactly.
Just like bodybuilding is the whole way of displaying your physique.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's an approval thing.
I would say it's definitely an approval thing for some people in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it's more of like, I think it's more of a pride thing for sure.
Okay.
Like, I think it's more of a
masculinity thing?
No.
Is that the wrong verbiage?
No. I don't think it's really like a masculinity thing. I could see how it is, but for me, it's like, I genuinely love the sport because it changed my life.
Okay.
Like, I would say that it changed my life because it made me know what.
So it's more motivational then.
It's more motivational. Yeah. Like, I want people to know that if you work hard, you can do incredible things.
Yeah.
And you know, your body,
it's crazy.
Me in general, like when I was younger, like I worked out here and there and I never, like I just worked out like everybody else. Like I went on the machines, I did, you know, my cardio, the basic stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once I found weightlifting, I found weightlifting because I started doing CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did CrossFit, I noticed that there was weightlifting in it. And that was the thing that drew me in the most.
Did you like CrossFit?
I really loved CrossFit, but I didn't like the stress around the competitiveness about it.
Yeah, because I've heard like good and bad things about CrossFit. And I always was curious for someone who did CrossFit, like how did you feel about it?
So I loved it because it made me do things that I didn't know I was capable of. Okay. And I'll openly say that. Okay. Like, I owe CrossFit a lot to building my abilities to where I am now as a weightlifter because it introduced me to weightlifting. Without it, I honestly can say I probably wouldn't have considered weightlifting at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So it like kind of steered you in a different direction in a way.
It definitely steered me in a different direction.
Okay. Interesting.
To get back onto that topic of you know, how I think weightlifting can, you know, help mentally and not just physically, like how it relates, is one thing that someone said that spoke to me on a YouTube like little small video clip was in order to be a weightlifter, you have to have courage.
Yeah.
That spoke to me a lot because, you know, I like realized what he meant by that, but at the same time, I didn't fully understand it.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it a little deeper, and then I realized it's so true, because before you step up to a bar that you know how much it weighs.
Oh my God.
And
you can't imagine.
You know that, you know, you have to lift it perfectly or you're going to get hurt.
Do you ever like tell yourself something mentally before you like repeatedly or like a mantra or something before you even do that? Or what do you think about or what do you say to yourself?
So as crazy as it is, like for me, I feel like right before I approach the lift, everything in the entire room goes blank.
Oh my God.
Like everything goes blank.
Does it go silent
It goes silent. Like people do have to stay silent during the lift actually.
Oh, okay. So
that actually, it literally has
people blinking.
Yeah. So they stay quiet on purpose because they want you, they know that you're going to need all your focus in order to lift it and you don't want distractions. There's no music either.
Yeah. Did that ever bug you out in the beginning? Like to do that and just be like, okay, hear people like,
You want to know why it bothered me the most? It bothered me the most because when I did CrossFit and we used to Olympic lift, we had music blasting.
Oh, it was like a total opposite.
We had music blasting and there were people in class who would cheer you on and be like, you got this. Like, you know what I mean? Hit this lift. So you got this.
So you're really in your head then at that moment.
So you're really in your head in that moment. You're alone in your thoughts when it comes to weightlifting.
Do you think there's
judges in front of you watching you in chairs.
Well, that's different. But would you think it's better with the chaos or versus like the silence? Like what would you prefer if you were in that moment?
That's actually a really good question. I've never gotten.
I know, I'm like on fire today.
Yeah,
you totally
are. Because that question in itself, like,
it's something
that I feel like I've thought of, but at the same time, I've never taken deep enough thought to make a decision on it. You know, because I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of both.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell you my answer.
Okay.
So I would say,
let me guess your answer before you get.
Okay.
To, like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
No, like you give me the pros and cons and then I'll guess.
Okay.
Or should I just guess? I don't know.
Just guess. Yeah. What would you guess would be my answer to that?
Like, silence.
Okay. You win. Yeah. You won. I'm serious.
I didn't even think about it.
You actually got the right thing. Why do you think that? And then I'll tell you why I personally the silence.
Well, I just feel like it would make you feel more concentrated and more like focused to what you want to achieve instead of the noise that kind of you get like a little lost in your thoughts.
I don't absolutely. Know, I feel like it's like so hectic. No. It's absolutely true. So when I did CrossFit, I remember like during a really hard workout, it required lifting heavy weights while having really good cardio. That's what's so impressive and hard about CrossFit. You know what I mean? It's just freaking insane.
Yeah.
So the thing is during a workout, you know, I'd have people screaming at me, but at the same time, it gave me anxiety. It gave me anxiety because I was like, I appreciate that you're like rooting for me, but at the same time, I need my full concentration because right now it's just about me in this workout. It's not about everyone in the workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could get how it could hype people up. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Everybody responds to a different stimulus. I didn't like the response.
You know what it would remind me of? Like New York City. Like, you know when you're trying to walk through people, it's like a maze. Uh-huh. You're just like, there's so much going on that you can't even concentrate. Because
that's a good reference.
It's just like, because New York City is a lot. Like you're literally walking through here. You gotta go through. People are bumping into you. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
Exactly.
It's just like a lot going on, and you're just like you're not like centered.
Yeah.
Or balanced.
Absolutely.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, exactly. Like going back to the point is like, I myself preferred to be in quiet because, like you said, I could focus more. I could concentrate more. And like before I'd hit the lift, I would just tell myself, like, I feel like I didn't hear myself say this, but I confidently knew inside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That as soon as I go up to the weight, just, you know, work as hard as you possibly can. Like try your best and that's all you can do. Like, pull the bar as hard as you can. That's all I thought of in my head because I was like, this, you know, these lifts require a lot, like everything you've got in the tank.
You know what's funny that you said that though? I feel like it's super metaphorical of like life in general. Like meaning like
it is.
You literally like, let me do the best I can and like go to the next step in life.
Absolutely.
Like the way you said it was so, I'm like, yo, that relates to life in general. Like, yeah, the way like we should be handling situations, like what we were talking about earlier, because John and I, just to let the listeners know, we were talking about just how you could, like, instead of being comfortable in one position in your life, you just always want to strive to be your better self and always, like, see the best potential in your life to be like, okay, let me move forward. Like, let me see how far I can get in life, because, like, why not? Like, who's to say, like, I need to stop here. I need to be comfortable just doing what I'm doing. Like,
yeah,
why?
Definitely.
Like, there's no rule book of life. Like, you're just going about like everyone else. Like, it's just, and I feel like that's the same way, like, when you do that, going through those motions, it's the same way life is handled.
Yeah. You know, that's why, yeah, no, for real. That's why I feel that it's helped me so much with my life.
Yeah.
And you know,
I know you did like a 360. I mean, you're still the same John. But like lifestyle wise.
But my lifestyle wise is, it's a lot different.
It's dope to see. Like,
thank you. I appreciate that. You know, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why John's here.
Exactly. And we're still chilling, and we've been chilling since we were literally like, what, like 16?
Yeah,
like 15, 16. It's crazy. You know, we're now approaching our 30s. We're approaching
our 30s.
Oh, she's already 30. I'm on my way. In August, I'm 30. You know, it's funny because I say all the time that I I had said all the time when I was younger, I wish I was older. And now I'm so thankful I have a late birthday. I'm so thankful I have a late birthday because, you know, 30 has definitely been drawing on me like a lot.
I mean, honestly, I feel like everyone is like, oh, 30. But I mean, everyone asks me like, oh, how does it feel to be 30? I'm like, honestly, it doesn't
everyone
feel
different. Everyone says it doesn't feel that different.
But at the same time, I feel like I look at it as like, you know, it's like a growing period. Like, I feel like a lot of changes have been happening around my 30th birthday. And I'm like, you know,
absolutely.
It's a new chapter.
It's very true. It's a brand new, decade. So
it's a brand literally new decade.
Third decade. Things are going to change.
I'm like, you know what? It's just, I don't know. I feel like, no, I can't speak for everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like in your 20s, you're trying to still figure out, okay, you know, career-wise, what do I want to do? And then also friend-wise, who are my true friends? Who are going to really be there for me? And then versus the ones that, you know, come along the way and like kind of stick with you.
Yeah.
And then also just like, I don't know, in life in general, you just are so, when I look at 20-year-olds, when I go to fucking, well, not like I go to bars and shit like that, because COVID.
Yeah.
But when I used to, I would look at them and I was like, yo, I used to be like that. Like so immature, so stupid. And like, I don't know. Just like the mindset is just so different, and it's crazy to like reflect on your life like 10 years prior. And
yeah.
Like, holy fuck. Like, as much as people say we're old, I was like, dude, we're not old until we're 50, dude.
No, it's so true.
We are not old.
No, it's
we're
so
just
true.
Wiser and smarter, and we're just growing. And
absolutely.
And
yeah. We're just in a completely different realm in our lives.
Man,
and we've just gone through like.
Sleep matters.
Yeah. I mean, we've
working
gone,
out matters.
We've gone through. Yeah. So much. I mean.
Not eating Shake Shack.
Yeah, exactly. We'll definitely get onto that subject. But, you know, it's so true how you can relate, you know, fitness in general to your life.
It helps a lot.
It does. Like, so, like,
and so many things.
Today, I posted on my Instagram story that I myself am considering doing a podcast. And, you know, I asked for some feedback on what people thought, and if I did do it and they supported it, what would the topics be?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the topics was how I relate fitness to the different stages of my life. And I thought that was a really incredible topic that I'm definitely going to get into on my, you know, first podcast, which is going to be with Noor, who I'm with now.
Did you think of like a title, or so you could tell?
So
it's
tough because like originally I had a title for you know, the podcast with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wouldn't mind trying to do two different podcasts. Like, to be honest,
I mean,
with
you could honestly.
I mean,
you could do
whatever
you want.
literally.
I know
so my friend
have the same different types of.
My friend's really into fitness and he's really into beer. And, you know, I love beer and trying beer like IPAs and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of came up with a little, you know, a little clever name called Beers and Barbells. So
I love that.
Yeah. So we came beers up with that because it's simple, it's straightforward, and it just talks about, you know, balancing life in general. Like, fitness is awesome. Nutrition, everything.
Like,
but like, what about
beers, balancing, and barbells.
Oh, wow. I really like that. That's so true.
B cubed, sorry.
B cubed? Oh, I like.
Speaking of beer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would appreciate another one.
So we're drinking Diamond Hands.
I brought it to Noor because I thought that she would truly appreciate this beer, considering the fact that
ASMR.
What'd you say?
I said ASMR.
ASMR?
You never heard of ASMR?
No. What does that mean?
It's. What does that mean? It's like
she doesn't even know what it means.
It's when you hear the sound.
The police.
No. Woof woof. The sound of the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
That's such a classic.
Wait, what
does
ASMR stand for?
She has more beer than me. Just want to throw that out there real quick.
Someone here, tell them.
Yeah, she totally did that on purpose.
Was it all autonomous sensory
meridian response?
No, is it?
What does that even mean?
So
a sedative sensation that begins on the scalp, moves down the body.
So you have to like whisper when you talk.
I don't.
Really satisfying.
I guess that is, but
boom. Yeah, so I did it with the sound of the beer.
Oh, cool.
Well, cheers.
Cheers to another podcast together, number two.
So, be cubed.
Soon to be number three because of the fact that I'm starting this podcast. And, you know, she's showing me the ropes.
Yeah. Did you have an epiphany one day where you're like, you know what? I should do it.
So.
Or did people tell
like,
you? Or
no.
What
like,
happened?
I feel like.
Tell me a story.
Yeah. That's actually, that's a good question because I don't think I've really ever thought about it that deeply. I just knew like one day that I, you know, it was something that I'm interested in because I noticed and found myself listening to a lot of podcasts.
Same.
So I personally, I listened to a lot of Joe Rogan and
so
I was,
but
I was like, never somebody to tune in to somebody like that. Like, well, not somebody like that.
Well,
I would say like someone who does podcasts.
Of like how he just, and also he's been doing it for like over a decade now, but the fluidity of how he just, is interviewing people, it's just so organic, so natural. Like we were just talking about it earlier, but just to let the listeners know, but like he was, I love watching it too. And it's just so chill. It's like, not even like it's a podcast. They're just hanging out, just talking.
The fact
about
that you could watch it too. Like not just listen, but like you can watch them speaking into microphones.
Would you prefer, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, prefer for a podcast, would you want to watch somebody versus listen to them? Or would you rather just listen to someone and just be like, you know, I don't care what their facial expressions are.
There's two different things for me when it comes to that. So I feel like I can definitely appreciate seeing the people in person talking because you see their real expression.
Body language.
And I feel like body language and all that explains how you feel a lot better than just hearing it through like, you know, an actual like
radio
or audio.
Yeah.
But I will say that I have listened to some podcasts just listening to what they're saying. And I definitely have value towards it because it's something nice to listen to on the way to work, especially if it's, you know, an interview about someone that, you know, that you find inspiring
or
someone that, you know, has gone through similar things that you've been through and overcome them.
Yeah.
So like, it's always going to be powerful, but I would say I probably would say that, I would probably say that I enjoy visual more because Joe Rogan, you know, he showed me through doing his podcast that there's a lot of power behind visually seeing people's expressions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's my
no,
opinion.
I know.
Yeah.
I also feel like, I mean, visual. That's like, no,
what a freaking visual.
What a freak. Oh God.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, but like visual medium or not, I feel like it gets, like you get to know the person better. Like say, like you said, like it's someone that you like not look up to, but just someone that you favor as a celebrity and you're like,
true.
Oh, they're kind of cool. Or even if you don't favor someone, you really get to know them as personality wise by like their body language, because you can see they're more relaxed or more like vibing with the person, especially Joe Rogan. He just is like someone that you just are like chilling with.
You're able to connect and relate on a very normal level.
And also it's nice to see like normal conversation.
Exactly.
Like it's not like scripted. It's not a reality TV show. It's not. And it's ironic because he used to do Fear Factor, but it wasn't that reality TV.
No,
that's
no,
when
no,
it
no,
started.
No, I agree. Yeah.
So I mean, it's like, I don't know. He was just, he's just natural at it. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
It's funny because I didn't even realize that he did Fear Factor, in all seriousness. I didn't know that he did
Fear Factor. I used to watch it every day after school. It was the most, and he, that's when he had hair.
I remember Fear Factor. But that's crazy.
He was the host. I was like,
I've never known a Joe Rogan with hair. I'm going to have to Google that.
Dude, so legit.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I mean,
yeah.
Too bad I don't. Rogan.
Rogan. That's actually kind of a sick name, right? No, Rogan. Like, if my last name was Rogan, I'd name my kid Rogan. Why not? That's kind of dope.
Wow, that is kind of dope. Look, he had hair. Look at this guy. Look at this fucking dweeb.
Freaking stud.
Does he look? Ew.
Freaking stud, Muffin.
He looks way better bald than he does with hair.
You know what's funny? A lot of people, that's crazy. A lot of people say that in general about some people, that they just look better bald.
Yeah,
some people just have awesome shades of heads.
Like, look at this guy. Look at this fucking picture. Look at his smile.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Joe Rogan.
He has like the little bangs.
Oh man, yeah. So
those were the finer days.
You're hilarious. He's gonna hear this podcast and kill you.
No. He's gonna invite me on.
Joe Rogan,
and be like,
we love you.
We love you, Joe Rogan. Yeah. You're awesome.
So
keep doing you.
Just in case. Just in case. But just by like one small like thing in this universe, he listens to this. Thank you for tuning in.
We appreciate you.
No,
thanks.
But
listen to John's podcast.
Yeah, please.
All right. Well, we're back.
Yep. With beer. So we're happier.
Yeah.
How did we say that? Did you say that too?
No, I didn't.
It sounded like you did, which was awesome.
I said we're happier. And you said
me
we're
too. No, I said we're happier.
I thought you said we'd have beer.
No, I said we're having beer and we're happier. Oh, we literally said that at the same time.
Oh, John.
This is why we're like meant to be besties forever. Like, cheers.
We're like brother, sister, like separate.
Oh my god. Literally. I'm pretty sure we're like fraternal.
It's kind
friends.
Of gross.
We're fraternal.
I think it's kind of gross. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we're here.
Yes.
So we're hanging out. How are you feeling, by the way, after all this? I'm like, I'm feeling kind of nice.
I feel nice. I definitely feel nice.
Kind of dope.
All right. I can't deal with you.
Do you ever watch Family Guy when he goes, Chris?
No.
No?
Yes. Okay. I have
don't
heard that
lie.
Before. You're
don't
just
lie.
Obnoxiously Chris. Good at it. You're obnoxious. Dude. Why are you obnoxiously good at that? I don't understand.
Because it's me, John.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of
sense. It is you. Yeah. You studied these things. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyhow. So how did we get here?
So we were talking about fitness and how it relates to mental strength. And we, you know, we definitely covered that. Then we went over Joe Rogan.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
How, like, I don't know. The fact that, like, now working out is such a big part of a, like, I feel like it's just, like, a normal thing for everyone's life now. Like, eating healthy, like, being clean, fucking, especially when we get older, we're like, okay, we should not be having McDonald's. Like, we should be eating, like, this type of food.
Absolutely.
We should be eating less meat. We should be
more
cautious about,
yeah.
And it's weird because I would never think in a million years that I would be like, oh, my God. Because before I used to be eating fucking McChickens from McDonald's, and I was like, I'm good for life, dog.
Exactly.
And now that shit is
disgusting. I used to think the same thing, and I can't even bring myself to
if I had a McChicken today, I probably would throw up. My body would probably be like what it did last weekend.
Why'd
you have Shake Shack?
I'd probably be hurling in the bathroom. Like, no, like, legitimately, because my stomach cannot handle that stuff anymore.
But even
like,
sleep.
It can't, though.
Even sleep. I'm like, 10 o'clock?
I mean, it affects everything. There's, like, science behind it.
Yeah. But you know what I don't get, though? Like, they always come out. They never have, like, a certain amount of time that it's, like, perfect for sleep. Like, they're like, okay, less than 7 hours is not good, but then more than 8 is not. It's like, so
they
what
always
the hell?
Go. They always go back and forth. But, like, I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's really okay. I feel like obviously there's a certain amount of hours that's sufficient for sleep, but at the same time, I also feel that you know, once you've reached the minimum hours of sleep, if you feel good like the following morning and you continue to feel good, then your body's clearly telling you that fine.
Honestly,
you know what
I feel like if I sleep like 9 hours, I feel like tired as fuck. If
yeah,
I sleep
that's
like
I'm
6 hours,
saying.
I'm tired as fuck. So I'm like, where's the happy medium?
Seven?
I
don't. Eight?
I feel like
sounds
eight
like
is sufficient, but at the same time,
I feel like eight is
know.
Totally sufficient. I feel like there's a certain amount that feels like it's over, like I'm oversleeping. Like,
dude,
I don't
sleep sometimes
like,
9.5 hours, and I'm like, it sounds ideally amazing, but then I wake up and I'm more tired than I would be if I had 6 hours. So it's just like all fuckery. I just don't even know how to win. Definitely. Like, is this how it is getting old or?
No, it must be a part of aging. Like, it must be a part of
aging. It's just we're just old as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
We're just getting
I feel like I always think about, do I even sleep enough? Like, is this like,
same. You know what I mean?
But like, let's be real. You can only be so good at all those things. I mean, that's life. True, facts. Listen, life,
no one's perfect. Listen, anything.
No one's perfect.
Yeah,
life happens. Facts. You know, you can try your best. That's all you can really do while balancing your life. Because let's be honest with ourselves.
There's a lot of if shit we going
don't,
on.
If we, yeah, exactly. We don't. If we don't have balance, we're not.
Do we have anything then?
Yeah. Do we? That's you know what? No, seriously. That brings me to a good point. Like, do we actually have anything? Because there's only so much someone can take mentally and, you know, emotionally and even in general, physically, where, you know, you reach a point where you're like, what do I do? What can I do with my life that actually makes me happy?
Or gives me even purpose.
Even if it's just, or like gives me just something, like something that simply makes me happy. Yeah. Like, I know that there's a ton of, you know, me, myself, like I've thought about it a lot. Like, I follow a lot of fitness people, and a lot of the fitness people I know don't drink alcohol at all.
Yeah.
It's a very, very common thing in the fitness industry.
Makes sense.
It makes complete sense why they give it up completely.
First, it's like empty calories. Second, it makes you do things you don't want to always. Like, it's just bad judgment.
But
that's really comes down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying for everybody, but just.
No, yeah. It comes down to, like, there's definitely a lot of negatives.
Like, that compared to weed, there's which I just don't get. It's like, okay, first of all,
I don't get
how
that
is alcohol legal when it gets you? Okay, first of all, you could literally be belligerent, kill somebody.
Yeah, or kill yourself.
Oh, kill yourself. Yeah. Or you could, it just gets you in. No. And then weed, it's like,
it doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
How does that make any sense that weed is not legal?
It doesn't do
all this shit.
It doesn't do as much. Like, me personally, like, you know, me and you discuss, I mean, you know, we don't like to drink, you know, specific craft beers and all
like
that
stouts
because
and all that
because but in general, you know, we don't drink those things on the regular, like, you know what I mean, like, we like to enjoy ourselves, but we know that, you know, we're not trying to get like drunk, like, you know what I mean, like, so that we don't know or are aware of where
what
we're at.
What the fuck is going on?
Like, we did that when we were teenagers, you know, and
it's
a different stage in our life. And, you know, to the people that don't drink, super big respect to them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's very hard to do. But, you know, there are other people who can control their alcohol intake, who can balance their lives with alcohol.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it's just nice to have a beer because you purely enjoy it, you know?
Yeah,
and
just
that's,
with a taste
that's,
of crisp
that's
beer
just
with
like,
a meal.
Yeah, like that's just a hell. Small snack in life that you genuinely enjoy that you treat with responsibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like for me, that is one of those things for me. You know, it's something that is a nice treat. It relaxes me. I don't, you know, drink to get drunk. I drink because I genuinely like the taste of beer, but I don't drink during the week at all.
Yeah.
Like, I drink on the weekends and that's it. And I make sure to not drink a lot. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I have a couple beers or, you know, I have a couple cocktails, but it's nothing like crazy.
What's your favorite cocktail? Like, what is your like go-to drink if
so,
we're on the subject of drinking?
Yeah. So I may sound like a cheap
bitch.
Date. It may sound like a cheap date for this. No, definitely not, you know. But I would say it's definitely Jameson and ginger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's I'm a Jameson and ginger guy. So I like bourbon. I know you're going to think I'm absolutely out of my mind. I don't think I've ever had a pickleback, but I've heard about it and I've worked at restaurants and everyone tells me about it.
What?
Everyone loves it. I know. I got to try it. I definitely.
John.
Are you obsessed? Okay. I know I failed.
Every time I go to Toe Talk, I'm like, pickleback.
You see, yeah.
Pickleback. That's like that place to go for pickleback.
So as long as pickleback has nothing to do with Nickelback, then I'm completely so okay.
No, there's no comparison.
I'm completely okay. That's just like, I think it bothers me that it sounds so similar to Nickelback, and I just think
there's nickels in it.
I just think of the songs that they like produce.
Well, with the guy with the blonde hair, half and, like, of the in song, face,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like mad depressing. It's like blowing in the wind. I'm like, what is
it's just
happening?
Like, yeah, like I think of their like what they say and their lyrics and how they.
I want to cry every time.
How they mean nothing. it just bothers me. Like, that's all. So I just want to make sure it has no relation.
Nickelback.
Nickelback. Exactly. Like, they sound like the same thing, but there's one letter change. Am I wrong, though?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, exactly. I'm
that's
right.
The most
I'm right.
Corniest, though. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's super corny. It's super
like,
corny.
How old
but
are
it's
we?
So
like,
true.
You're like, it needs to relate because yeah. It's like the two fucking front letters of the word are like different. Like, what the fuck? How does that even
oh, my God.
Work?
I
one's
can't.
A band, one's a drink. What?
Yeah.
Anyways, we got to get you a pickleback when
definitely.
You turn 30.
Yeah. I'm definitely.
What are you, August 8th?
Definitely, no.
No,
I'm August 15th. Okay, yeah. So what are you?
Yes. I mean, my birthday
I'm gonna
was...
take you. Oh no! I feel like I'm gonna fail miserably.
It's
can
okay.
You give me at least give me a realm that you're in? Like, are you
okay,
in the
so
winter?
I'm in, no...
Are you in the fall? Or are you in?
Okay. Well, I said a couple weeks ago, so I'm definitely
yeah.
in April. So
okay.
April.
I would say you're probably
the
like 9th April...
to the 26th. You have to guess.
I feel like you're April.
You're gonna get it.
21st.
19th.
Oh, wow. The day that's before actually, did you know that's actually a day? That's actually
I feel like a lot
day.
Of shitty things happen
no,
on my...
That's a day after my mom's birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Either that or that is my mom's birthday.
Dude, Columbine happened on my birthday.
Holy
the,
shit. Are you serious?
Which Oklahoma bombing? Like, there's so many like negative things happened on my birthday.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, shit, man. Okay. But it's okay.
Yeah.
I was born. That's
I
a
mean,
good thing.
Everything ended up all right, considering how many
Speaking
events.
Speaking of lit up, my fucking name means light. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
More means light. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Since yeah. When? Since my parents named me.
Oh, wow. Is
that's
that why
I feel like if I ever have kids.
You Nor? By the way, I love your name. Your name.
I
dope.
Love my name too.
Yeah. I've always loved your name. Since I met you, I'm always like, that's a dope-ass name.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone that meets me, they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm
well,
like, I kind of like
you're
it too.
Only know I know.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
More people.
But it's actually pronounced Nur.
Nur.
But I tell people Nur because we're in America.
Because that's
you know,
how
like,
Colombians pronounce everything.
No, well, they say Nora. So
oh,
I get
Nora.
Called Nora from
oh,
like Gabby's
Nora
mom's name. Like everybody's mother.
My,
I'm like.
That's my goddaughter's name. Nora.
Oh,
yeah, it's
cute.
A very, it's a very cute. Cute name. I
that's
never,
why I don't even
I
mind if they say like
if I translated it was to Nora because Nora's a cute name too. That is actually a cute
yeah.
name. So
but if I ever have a kid, I would always want I want to do a Muslim name, obviously. Mm, but I want a meaning
be nice.
Behind it. Like I want
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like I wanted to like my for example, my mom named my brother Usher, which means
yeah.
honesty. Because
she
loved
him Usher?
So it's like it's
oh,
A-S-H-E-R,
wow.
like Asher, but like she
oh, so
pronounce
it's not,
Usher.
It's not like Ush.
No. So I was when
the
she first said the name,
singer,
I was
Usher.
Like, that's exactly what I was like, Ma,
yeah.
so you name him like an R&B singer. She goes, no, like it's pronounced
yeah.
Asher, but you say Usher, but it
yeah.
means honesty because she loved the meaning behind
mm-hmm.
it. And I'm like, I feel like that's how I want to name my kid. I want to name
so,
them with like.
But do you pronounce it Usher?
I yeah. Everyone
okay.
says Usher. But it's
has
spelled.
He ever listened to Usher?
I don't think so.
No, like, I'm not.
He's
I'm
11
like,
and no, he lives in Australia.
He's
too,
like,
so.
Okay, I was like, I'm genuinely curious. Because.
I'd be like, yo.
If he has, I think he would be very proud of his name. Like, personally.
No, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's
I started laughing as
of.
Soon as my mom told me. I was like,
yeah.
so the R&B guy? She was like,
yeah.
no. And I was like, oh. I didn't realize
she,
it was a Muslim
name.
Even,
did she even know the R&B guy? She probably
of
was like,
of course she did.
Oh,
because
okay.
she was like, she would listen to that shit.
Oh, she
me.
Would? Oh,
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
My mom was, she was pretty down to earth. So,
yeah,
but
awesome.
Yeah. She would.
You look so much like her. I remember looking at photos.
God,
I was like,
so
what
gorgeous
in
too.
The
I'm
world?
Like,
I'll stop.
She is. Like, she's so. I would look at her sometimes. I'm like, dude, you're so pretty.
Aw.
My mom is so beautiful.
That's sweet.
And she doesn't even look like. People always think she's like Greek or some shit. I'm like,
what? Really?
Because she's very fair skin. Like, her skin is very light.
Oh,
and,
I didn't know that. Is she like your skin or is she.
No, she's like your complexion, but way lighter.
What? No way.
How do you.
I don't know.
She's pretty light skinned.
Oh, wow. You are definitely her daughter.
Yeah. But she's very, like, fair in her skin color. Yeah, she's definitely. Like, she doesn't get tan and shit. She doesn't go out of her way and, like,
nah, I hear you. Does she tan, though? Does she tan?
Hell no. That's probably why her skin's, like, oh. Yeah, she fucking burns a lot. Yeah. But my dad, he's very, like, bronze. So
what does your dad look like? Show me your dad. I can't remember him. I remember
we look alike too, though. Look
how you do, right? Yes, it's creepy. Yeah. So you look like both of them.
I think I look more like my dad.
You think you look more like your dad? You said as much as I don't want to. Yeah, I see a lot of you in your mom. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, man. So let me show you. You're gonna be like, okay, like you guys look like twins. Are you ready for this?
Oh god, I'm ready.
All right, we legit look like twins, like no joke.
Okay, I could no? See.
Well, not as it much just as... changed. It just changed. Oh, jeez. Yeah, go back again. I need to look.
You have to hold better. It down though.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's not gonna work otherwise. Like same smile, same. No, you don't. Think so
I know. I do see. I but do see as... your dad, but I honestly I can say I see more of your mom. I'm being serious. Oh, but I could totally see a lot of your I see a lot of your dad. No, I see a lot of your dad too. But I see more of your mom. That's the thing. I see more of your mom.
You know,
I think
crazy?
Like overall face.
Yeah.
Is your mom specific features? I could see your
okay,
dad.
That makes sense.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, like getting older, everyone, like my cousins and stuff, they're like, you look just like your mom. And I'm just like, oh my god, that's such a great compliment. Oh my god.
So it's just you and your brother? You have a sister or no?
No, I have a sister. So my mom remarried her like high school sweetheart. Like somehow she got in contact with him, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she had a son with him. And then my dad remarried a Chinese woman.
Yeah.
And had a half Chinese, half black son.
Oh wow.
But they're both the same age, my siblings.
Blackanese.
No, fucking Buccaneers.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Sounds like I'm like cursing, like Buccaneers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that sounds like a chicken cursing.
Buccaneers. But yeah, they're both.
What the fuck? How did that even come to be?
Buccaneers.
My God. This is embarrassing.
Whatever. So what? Whatever.
I can't believe it. Yeah. It's just like I never knew there could be a curse word for like a chicken. But there totally can be though. There totally can be.
But anyways, they're the same age, which is weird. But it sucks because I wish I had siblings more my age.
So you could like connect with them.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like, hey, so how's the weather? Like, what do I talk about?
Yeah, you have nothing to talk about because you never really shared that.
So it's like 20, I'm not even 29. Wow. Yeah. 30 and fucking 12. Like, I could be their mother, like, honestly. Like
how that's crazy, actually. That'd be disturbing, but...
But, no,
I mean,
you...
No, I get what you mean by you're
like the
so much older.
Like, the gap is so big that it's just like, I might as well have... That's my child.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be shocked.
No.
No. Actually, they would, because you look super young still. You still look the same from when we were young. We're still young, but you know what I mean?
No, like, I know. Really young. It's just, think we're getting old because of how time is just passing by so much.
Definitely.
And so many changes, like, you're married.
Big life changes.
Kids, this and that. It's just like, you know, I don't know. It's not like we're living at our parents' house anymore.
Yeah, all the big events in our lives that are like, you know.
Everyone's getting engaged. This and that.
Exactly.
It's just getting crazy.
Yeah, it's just blowing up left and right. There's always a post.
Yeah. Like, Facebook especially. I'm like, that's why I avoid Facebook. I'm like, this person's married. This person's engaged. This person's having kids. This person's having a twin.
This person got a house. This person got a house.
This person moved. This person moved. I'm like.
Exactly. You're like, I get the point.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah, like I get it.
I'm just here with my beer.
Oh my god, I'm so done. But it's a good place to be too.
I mean,
it's
whatever.
A good place to be. Everybody goes through different stages of their life at different times, and you know those things are out of our control. We're all on a different path, all on a different journey.
Yeah,
you know it's not a race.
No, it's not.
You know,
it's
get there when you get there, and sometimes like legit though. And sometimes even if you take later than others for certain occasions, you end up further than them once you get there.
But you know what it also is though? It's like happiness. As long as you're happy.
Happiness
like,
looks different for everybody.
Exactly. Like you don't have to have kids. You don't have to do this. You don't have to like do all this to be happy. As long as you're happy with,
not.
I don't know, like if you're
as
okay
as,
with where you're at in life and like the circumstances, you know, then you're good. Like as long as you're not homeless or like on drugs.
Yes.
Or, like, you know, the just like the toxic things in your life, as long as you're in a good place, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
glad that's where we're at.
Exactly.
And, amen to that, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, everybody's life's different, you know?
Yeah.
People, you know, portray that, like, you got to be at certain areas of your life at certain times, you know, in certain ages, but, you know, it's all bullshit.
And you know what's crazy? That when I was growing up, I felt, because my pressure, yeah. I mean, obviously going in like a Muslim household, it's like, you have to be married by this certain age. You have to have kids. Like my grandma still. Mm-hmm. No, so when are you getting married? I'm like, Grandma, I'm fine. Like, I'm happy. She's like, no, like, you need to get married. Yeah. And like, and I'm, it's just the expectations of when you're absolutely. In a certain nationality yeah. or a certain religion.
You know, that brings up an interesting topic because not a lot of people understand that, you know, your dynamics of, you know, where was your family, you know, from, you know, originally, is, like, yeah, how does that affect your life as a whole? Like, you just
said,
like,
it takes a toll on a person.
I didn't know until, like, I met a few friends that were, you know, from Pakistan that, like, there was such specific rules in their household that are very different from any other religion that I've ever known, that I've ever learned about. And, you know, I realized that, you know, it changes the dynamics of your life a lot. So my sister actually dated a guy from Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So she dated a guy from Pakistan for 2.5 years. But, you know, eventually they had to break up because as much as he loved her and wanted to be with her, his parents legitimately said, well, they legitimately said that they would disown him.
Yeah. That's
if he didn't marry somebody.
Muslim.
And when it came to, you know, push and shove, he wasn't going to leave his family. But my sister was in love with him, and he was very in love with her, and I know it was not easy for him either, because I met him, he was an amazing guy,
of course he loved my sister. I know, that's what matters too, like,
and you know, at the end of the day, shitty, you know, my sister could never meet his parents, she could never like be around, because they told him, like, you know, if this better just be a little fling, because it's not going to happen, you know?
And so how do you even weigh that? It's like very, someone you love versus someone, a whole, like your family
Can I be honest? I choose love for sure. As corny as that sounds is...
I don't know. I think for me it's different because my family is far.
I can't jump to conclusions and say that I leave my family completely because they are, like, such a detrimental...
What do you do with your life? Family,
but like,
man?
What if you could potentially miss what a lifetime of happiness could bring you? What if you could have kids with this person? What if you could build memories with this person that your parents will eventually not be able to do for you?
So how about this? I think if I was in this position now, this sounds really horrible.
I was just going to say, what would you do in that position? Like, what if this was a boy you really loved?
So honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but I would be with that person because I am so used to not having my parents around, as depressing as it is, that I don't communicate with them as much as I want to. I have a really crazy, weird relationship with both of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I am happy with someone, I feel like that's enough for me than trying to mend something that is a million miles away and they cut me off so many times and whatever. I don't have to get into it.
I know.
But I feel like I'm already conditioned to like losing them that I feel like I already had lost them. In a different way. Like, you know what I mean?
Depressing. Yeah, but get that. But guess what? Man. You might be one of many people in your culture that have experienced that feeling.
I feel like I'm only one, but like a lot of people, I don't know anyone that has none of the parents
that has
here.
Experienced that.
And they, well, I know that people experience it in a way of like.
There's definitely others.
I think the situation I'm in is very unique.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more so people, I know people that have experienced it, that their parents are here and they've been in love with someone that's not the American or white, black, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
But I feel like the fact that my parents are not here makes it harder because I really am like, okay.
Yeah.
What? I mean, my dad would be more open to it. My mom.
Not so much. She's very about her.
She's like, he has to be Muslim.
Yeah. So she's pushed. She's pushed for you.
So I never told her about Eli, by the way. Like when I was dating Eli, never ever.
She pushed towards.
She was like, "He has to be Muslim. I don't."
She said that to you.
And then I
What was your response to that, though? Personally, like, did you say, "Mom, that's not fair," or were you like, "Okay," like, because you didn't want to go further into an argument, like,
so
because I could totally see
the dynamic of like being. Yeah. It's just like so. I don't know. It's crazy because it's like, you know, when you're not to say like, you know, whatever, but like Americanized, it's more, you could talk to your parents, you could be more open and you could talk back, whatever. I feel like I can't not say fully how I feel because it's disrespectful. It's like, you have to like, I would like walk over eggshells with my mom, but she knows. Yeah. I would say stuff like that, but not directly. Yeah. I would be kind of like beating around the bush a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was shitty because I can't fully tell her how I feel. And it sucks because I don't want her to cut me off again because she already did, and it was really shitty time because my mom is like my best friend.
I know. Yeah, it was and really hard for
it's
you,
very hard.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to go through that whole conversation with her because I don't want to lose her again. It's,
oh no, for sure.
It's so shitty. It's like totally a catch 22. It's no, like, you know, what are you supposed to do? Especially being a female in a Muslim community. Yeah,
I
like,
totally get it. I mean, not that it makes me more familiar with, you know, what you're going through, but you know, there's been some really good like movies based on being a part of a Muslim family and the dynamics that are involved with being a part of that.
It's
family.
Intense, man.
And you know, the demand that is involved in that, especially and females. the demand and the pressure specifically, especially for a female.
Male as well,
because I just told you about an experience with a male who was with my sister for a long time in a serious relationship. But also, just, the women have a lot of expectation on them. I know.
Well, it's more like women are just so sacred, and they just want to protect them any way they can. So they're like, okay, wear a hijab, wear this. Yes. You can't do this. You can't go out after 6 p.m. It's just like, but wait, my brother can do that, so why the fuck? Like, how is that any different?
Why is it so strict?
Do that to him too, then. Like, just because, what? Like, no, that's not fair.
I totally get it.
Always on the same level.
Yeah.
But it's just.
We really are.
Ridiculous. I don't know. I just feel. And my mom, that happened with my mom. And she was, when I lived in Australia.
Yeah.
My uncle was what? So when I lived in Australia, I was what, 16? My mom was like 30 something.
Yeah.
And my uncle was like around that age, and he would go out, and my mom and my grandma to my mom, and she's a grown ass woman. Why are you going out later when the sun is down? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm just, my mom was like, yo, I'm a grown ass woman. Like, why does that even matter? I feel like we had a lot of great topics to talk about for super months.
So, like, we started about weightlifting and then,
about life.
Yeah, we talked about life and how it relates to life.
And then just about, like, our situations as far as, like, religion.
Yeah, that was an awesome topic to talk about because I feel like not enough people are, like,
aware
of what the Muslim culture involves.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense, but, like, people don't know that.
But a lot of people are it's not relatable because so many people, I feel like a lot of, I don't know, not to generalize people in general, but it's more like, everything is more Americanized. So people are just more open. I feel like in the Muslim culture, it's just so strict that it's never going to be, that barrier is never going to be broken. So
but I could, like me,
it's intense.
As someone who was born in the United States, even though I have immigrant parents and my whole family is, you know, from Colombia.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it is because I come from an immigrant family, you know, but I genuinely can appreciate, you know, what the Muslim culture has in general. And I mean appreciate as in, like, I can understand the dynamics of it, like how tough it is, you know, to grow up in that, you know, those type of dynamics. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can make things difficult. And like I said, I don't know. Have you seen the movie? Let me look it up. It's a movie about a Muslim boy who falls in love with an American girl. And
Big Sick?
Yes. Big Sick.
Kamal Nanjiani. So, that's based on his real life. With his wife.
What?
Kamal Nanjiani, whatever his name is.
So I watched that movie.
And she's like she gets like really sick and like all this stuff. And then, that's a true story.
That's a true story.
So his wife went through
that
all just,
that. That amazes me even more because I watched his movie on the way to, I believe, Florida. Like, mm-hmm. it was just one of the randomly framed movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had Jess tune in, my wife, and she listened to it with me and watched it. And, I mean, we were both like, wow.
Yeah.
But Jess...
It's insane that
Jess movie. Has... Like, my wife has had a friend that was Pakistani.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me personally because she knew that, you know, when he dated one of her friends, it was not acceptable to his family.
Yeah, no.
Like, they took it very personal, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
So, like, for me, like, when I view things like that and I realize that I had the freedom to choose to be with whoever I wanted, I have to be honest with you. That makes me personally thankful.
Yeah.
Because honestly, is a luxury. It's a it's a luxury.
It's shitty
that
because
you guys,
it's like,
don't have normally.
No,
right?
Yeah. No, everything is kind of like planned. So
exactly.
Maybe that's why I'm
everything
like more very, I don't know. Maybe it's like the whole thing of being Muslim. Maybe I'm always like trying to plan shit, whatever.
It's had to have been ingrained in you in some shape or form, whether you like it or not. Because
my
that's
parents
how
had arranged marriage. So
really,
yes, they
that's
both
how you,
they didn't
so that's
know
how
each other until they met each other at the.
So that's how you were raised.
Yeah,
but
so,
do you feel that? I mean, not to get in between personal life, but
okay,
you,
that's fine.
You know, I'm gonna be open.
I'm
to
an open
ask
book.
You, yeah, you definitely.
I have
are.
No shame.
Yeah, but you know, I still want to be careful when
I know,
ask
I know.
Questions because I don't want to.
I'm sure people can relate though.
Feel upset?
No, I know.
Do you feel that your parents ended up truly falling in love? Regardless of being an
I feel like
marriage.
At one point they did.
Okay.
But
that's honest.
It didn't. It came like way later and it mm-hmm. was towards the end of their relationship, which is
okay.
kind of shitty. Like,
did they just have one kid together?
Yeah.
Like, was that kid
it was
you?
One and done.
Okay.
And then they had kids separately. But I felt like the
arranged
whole,
or unarranged?
Unarranged. They both.
Muslim?
My mom married someone Muslim. My dad
father.
Married someone who was Buddhist. And
is that against your religion?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have they been married?
Over a decade. So
what
like
was
a,
his logic
years?
And reasoning
he,
behind doing it and stepping outside of his religion?
So he never was religious. So
okay.
growing up, he was always about, no, get good grades, get a career.
Yeah.
You need to be, you know, and that's why I have that ambition and that motivation in my life, like I need to get a, like I
you've,
can't let him down.
And you've told me that before.
Yeah.
Which is completely understandable because, you know, from the stories you've told me of your father, he's always been a hustler.
Yeah,
like he's
so
always
he,
worked his
yeah he
ass.
Came here when he was 18. He like got his bachelor's degree. He first started with engineering and then he mm-hmm. ended up getting a business degree.
Yeah.
And then just was hustling.
Yeah.
And he just always expected the same thing out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was more so like, she wasn't too religious, but now she's very religious because she lives mm-hmm. with my grandma. My grandma's like
yeah.
straight up Islam, like Islam, 100%.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, Muslim, whatever. So my mom eventually was like, no, you have to marry someone Muslim. And then my dad was like, no, you need a good education. So it was like two different worlds, but
yeah.
like just kind of colliding. And I'm just like, okay, I need it. So I always am like all over the place
yeah.
because I need to be thriving in my career, but at the same time, I need to be with someone that is not. It's just,
absolutely.
It's like a tug of war in a way. It's really crappy.
I totally
it's a
get
lot.
It. So, you know, your dad did it. He married outside of the religion.
Yeah.
And I obviously know through being your friend, you've dated most people outside of the religion.
Yes.
So my question is, would you ever date someone in that religion?
No.
Why is that?
Because I feel like the mindset is way different and like the expectations,
okay.
like I feel like.
But what if they were like you?
Like more Americanized?
Yeah. Like what if they were Muslim?
You know what it is though? I feel like because.
They didn't believe to the T. Like it was just an ironic form of liking each other.
So this
you
is a stretch, but
yeah.
I feel like that would be cool.
It'd
but
be cool.
The family,
yeah.
though, because it's a different generation, is still going to have those values and those that mindset of like. Cause
so you think that your families would still be upset regardless of the fact that you both found someone of the same religion because it wasn't
no, they,
arranged?
No, they wouldn't be upset about
they
that. I would have a hard time dealing with that because I know that's what I'm coming from. Like the family, the moms
mm-hmm.
and the sisters, because they're always known as like, being butting into that business and like being nosy and conniving and whatever, that I feel like their mindset would be in a different generation that I would not even want to be involved with that. But my, oh, I didn't realize your question was if my parents, but for me personally, I would not want to be with some Fox honey. I'm sorry. Wow. Even if they were Americanized, their family was still, I can't, I mean, I'm not judgmental, but usually half the time it's that old generation thinking that like she has to live at the house and like they can't, you know, it's because like that,
you know,
still,
the, you know, the dynamics would still get involved in your personal life.
Yeah,
you already have it in your life, so in a way you're almost more attracted towards something that doesn't involve
all that, that noise. Much pressure. Yeah, like all that stuff that
makes,
going on.
No, that makes complete sense, because like regardless of the situation, you know, just having something double up on you.
Yeah, and also, you know, the responsibility of being a woman, like you have to cook, you got to clean. Why aren't you doing this? Why? So it's like the expectation of me having to fulfill all this stuff. It's like, why can't he do that? Why can't he meet me halfway? Like, why do I have to, like, we're in 2021, people. We're not in like 1980s anymore. So I feel like that generation gap will kind of affect the whole dynamic. As much as, my parents would probably, I mean, my dad would not care, but my mom would be like, oh my God, like, as long as someone's Muslim, whatever, like, it doesn't matter if he's Turkish, Pakistani, Egyptian, whatever the hell.
Definitely.
But that dynamic, and I've seen that happen many times before in my whole family, that the, you know, the mother-in-law gets involved and the sisters get involved, and it's just like, I'm good on that, and I don't want to be involved with that. I'd rather be with someone
I totally get it.
It's a lot, man. And then it's just like more pressure on me, because it's like, you know, nowadays things are different. Like, both spouses are working. It's not just the men, you know, getting out and the wife is at home, a housewife. It's like, if you want to do that, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
You know,
but it's just not what I'm
It's at. Really, like, I would say, like, it's really refreshing to hear a perspective from a girl who grew up in the Muslim culture, because, you know, I obviously know nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know,
obviously.
I grew up differently. I didn't grow up with that religion. But I'm starting, you know, to realize that, you know, other religions have to go through different, you know, specific things in order to get to a certain level of their lives, which is, you know, I mean
that's
it's,
fine.
It's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's different. But I would definitely say, like, most people don't have to go through,
it's like the struggle of it,
what people have to go through in terms of specific religions.
Mentally and like,
so, So like, I feel like that also brings like to mind, because, you know, going like during college, you know, I studied and took a ton of psychology courses, you know, super interesting courses. I loved every single one of them. But I feel like religion can really psychologically affect you differently because of the fact that you have different regulations on your life. So having those different regulations on your life brings you to a completely different perspective in terms of someone who's never had those boundaries on their life.
Have you ever seen that meme? I don't know if you have or not, but there was like a meme that it was from years ago, and there's one woman on the left and she's wearing hijab, like she's fully covered.
Yep.
And the one woman on the right is wearing a bathing suit. And the one on the left is like, oh my God, look at her. She's literally showing her whole skin off or whatever. And the one on the left is like looking at the one in the hijab and was like, not hijab, the burqa, the one that you're fully covering. Like, look at her. She's fully covered. She has no rights, whatever. So it's all about perspective as well.
Everyone has a different perspective.
Yeah, everyone has a different perspective. And also everyone has different experiences. But it's also like, I feel like a lot of people don't get it.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll save that religious talk for another time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then we can go into super depth with that.
Yeah, but we definitely could have an episode towards it, though.
Yes, no, for sure.
You know, I really, I enjoyed
there's your, so much that we can say about religion.
And there's so much, because, you know, not just Muslim, but like,
what about other religions? General.
What about other
religions? Love to, like, you educate me about your religion. We can get someone else that can get on here about their, like, I would love to tackle different religions, different perspectives, and, like, what you believe in, and, like, what is the, not to say the do's and the don'ts, but in a way, in a religion, you have, you know. So that's why I feel like in a certain situation, I feel like a sense of shame, because I feel like I shouldn't be doing this, because
to each their own, because I felt that way myself.
Yeah. You like know, certain
growing up, I had certain aspects about myself and certain disappointment because, you know, I actually grew up in a very religious family.
Yeah.
And when you grow up in a certain very religious family, you know, they hold specific standards that are legitimately out of a textbook.
Oh yeah.
So when you go against that,
you know, you're automatically going to feel a sense of, I guess, I mean, I don't know for you, but like a sense of shame or like embarrassment because yeah. you're like, I failed the code, like of what yeah. I'm supposed to be, yeah. like of what oh, my no, parents for sure. brought me up to be.
That's honestly why for Ramadan, I'll fast because I'm like, this is the least I can do. Like this is, I mean, it sounds horrible, but it's like, if I can do this, maybe this will help my like religious compass or I don't yeah. fucking know, whatever.
Well, I mean,
in a way. Yeah,
I get it.
I don't know. But also, what would you do? So now that you are having a child of your own,
mm-hmm.
are you going to put, what are you going to do with religion with your, like you and Jess in general, like, are you going to teach her to a certain age? Or are you going to yeah. be like, you know what? No.
So this is my thing. So as the girls were young, Jess didn't really know religion. Okay. Like she wasn't into it. And as we continued to go into it, you know, she told me she was interested in learning about my religion. You know, my family's mostly Catholic, some Christian, mm-hmm. you know, to me, Christian and Catholic are very similar yeah. religions.
What's the difference again? I mean, I don't.
So the difference is that Catholics believe in specific saints.
Okay.
And Christians don't believe in specific saints. They do believe in, how would I say, like, the saints that they refer to so highly, Catholic people,
mm-hmm.
as like specific messengers, you know, from God, okay. but they don't hold them so highly that they're willing to make like statues and worship and pray to them.
So like, okay, that makes sense. All right, I get that.
Because they feel that only God should be worshipped at that level.
That's the same thing with Islam.
So, you know, as I became a teenager, I actually, not, you know, by law or anything, but, you know, to myself, I mm-hmm. guess you could say I converted from Catholic to Christian because it felt more relatable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Catholic felt a little bit too controlled. You know, nothing against Catholics. You know, most of my family's Catholic. And, you know, I think it's, you know, a great religion. And, you know, I respect the faith and everything. But there's some beliefs that they have that I don't align with.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say in general, this is just me just saying stuff, wouldn't you say in general religion in perspective is controlling? Like,
as funny as it is, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because like of the fact that I've shied away from being religious. Like when people ask me, are you religious?
I'm like,
I used to be like, yes. I used to be yes because I read the Bible.
Oh.
A lot. I used to read the Bible, you know? But okay. Realistically, I would say that over time, I came to realize that there's stuff that's deeper than the Bible. There's stuff that you feel inside that makes sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, or that you question, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of the stuff, like the main material, makes sense to me, but a lot of the details about it don't make complete sense to me. And you know, not to offend anybody, but
no, I know, but that's just your
opinion.
There's
a difference between, you know, whether you feel something is right and whether you feel is wrong. You know, like for instance, like, you know, there's a specific belief in Catholics that you know, you being gay is a sin. You know what I mean? Like yeah. being gay is just a straight up sin.
Yeah.
And you know, for
I mean, that's
me,
any religion.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest. That's crazy. That's so true though.
It is.
It's mostly every religion.
Yeah, literally.
So for me, it's like, I mean, that's not true. Like, you know what I mean? Because I know people who have genuinely, since they were a child, felt like they liked the different opposite sex.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I can't necessarily consider that wrong. I get, you know, that, you know, men and women are specifically designed to, you know, have
carry a child
yeah. together. Like we yeah. need each other in order to produce another human being. I totally get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the whole and you know, I'm, you know, I'm married, like I'm straight. Like I live that life of yeah. being straight, but also like I've interacted and befriended people that were gay, and I totally
understand and accept and respect the fact that they're gay, you know? Yeah. Like, that's their life.
That's a struggle what makes, too, though, itself.
That's what makes them happy. Yeah. And I'm not going to try to ruin their happiness because it doesn't fit my life.
Yeah, like, sorry, nothing, I don't agree with your opinion, but I can't be friends with you because, like,
what? It has nothing to do with my life.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect my life at all. If anything,
it kind of educates you in a way because you don't understand it.
And, you know,
yeah.
Like, makes me happy that everybody's their own self.
Yeah, like at first, I mean, obviously I came from like a Muslim household. So I was like, no, yeah, you can't do this. You get literally Catholic like, you household. Get stoned in Pakistan if you're gay. Like it's that fucking shit. Yeah, like shit gets real. So I was always, my mind was always like, you know, that, not that extreme, but I was like thinking like, okay, you know, that's not okay, whatever, blah. And then I lived with two lesbians.
Yeah, and I remember that because I visited your house. Yeah,
so it just like opened up my mind, and I'm like,
"And I crashed there." I have a photo.
Oh my god!
I have a photo with Phidias. You remember that photo? I have a photo
in the living room with the
No, I have a photo with Phidias on your bed, just me and him.
Wait, when?
Yeah, because so like one night we went out to a party.
Oh god!
And well, you were sleeping on your bed, and me and Phidias just slept on the floor. Like bombs, but
oh,
it was by Veterans Park by Vets Park in Norwalk.
Yeah, where I lived, yeah. The apartment. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that apartment.
So that apartment was pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie,
but everything else was like
messy. We went there at the end of the night. We were so fucking drunk, and we
did
woke
we watch
up,
Talladega Nights next
probably
morning?
And we had no idea where we were, what we were doing.
You guys were just like on the floor, like, what's happening?
But we all just like woke up together and we're like,
you guys were like cracking jokes. I don't know what the fuck was happening.
No, don't know where we were. Like, we like openly said that, like, no, we're like, does anybody remember last night like at all? And we're like, not really. Like, that's how fucked up we all got. Oh, we just remembered snippets from the night, and we all shared it together, and we all tried to put it together like pieces to figure out
the pieces of the puzzle.
What we ended like,
what
up.
What the fuck happened? Yeah.
All I know is that we ended up safe, and I have no fucking clue how. Okay,
we're all like cuddled in bed, like
we're all cuddled
like,
in bed. Yeah, bed, not like... giving a shit. Just like we ended up safe. I have no clue how.
I don't remember.
So
those were the days.
Yeah, those simpler times, definitely simpler times. But yeah, you know, to close it off, like you know, it's
close it off. After 20 hours.
I know. After 20 hours, we have
we
so
say
much.
This every single.
Yeah, we have so much.
All right,
to
guys,
talk about.
We're seriously. This is it.
But yeah, this is it.
This is
no,
it.
But for real,
if you want to listen to more, go to John's podcast.
Oh, thank you.
We'll
tune in more for my first podcast about, you know, various subjects.
Yeah, I'll tag him on my Instagram page, a post, and then you guys can follow him, listen to his shit, and then we'll just...
And please give back feedback.
Yes.
You know, when you can to Nor's or my podcast, because, you know, it'll only help us produce more episodes that you guys genuinely enjoy, because, you know... We're just trying to connect and have fun.
Yeah, so either hit the podcast's Instagram, which is what at that's underscore what underscore Shmur underscore said, or my personal one, which is at Shnori. And then yours is?
Yep. Mine is
J
underscore Gons 91.
There you go.
And, you know, I could possibly be making a new Instagram specifically for the podcast.
You should.
If, you know. I get enough follows.
You will, you will. So,
thank you.
You will.
But, you know, I'm starting off on the microphone, so that's a very good start.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.